Dan Forrest was the top vote getter in the May 8th primary with 33%. He's no stranger to politics. His mother is Sue Myrick, the retiring 9-term congresswoman and former mayor of Charlotte. But Forrest has never held office and stresses his conservatism, his faith, and his decades in the Raleigh business world as an architect.
We are visionaries and we're planners. We're creative problem solvers. We're consensus builders, forward thinkers. And I think those are good characteristics and qualities for somebody in executive leadership and government to have.
Forrest says combating unemployment would be his top priority. He'd phase out the state's corporate income tax, lower the gas tax, and create a small business tax bracket.
These are things that if we do immediately in our state, I believe we will see an immediate impact of innovation and job creation.
One thing Forrest won't do is criticize his opponent, Tony Gurley.
I have never tried to differentiate myself from Tony. I consider Tony a friend.
Gurley is a Raleigh pharmacist and 10-year veteran of the Wake County Board of Commissioners. He came in second in last month's primary with 25%. Like Forrest, he says he wants to be a champion for small business. And he says improving the tax climate doesn't mean undermining funding for public goods like the university system.
I believe that by reducing the tax burden, the economy will grow and the total revenues to the state will increase because of the economic growth.
Gurley says his record is what separates him from Forrest.
I can actually point to accomplishments that are very conservative in nature as opposed to my opponent who has never been elected to office and never served. He only has the rhetoric of conservative ideas.
Gurley is particularly proud that during his tenure, the Wake board put the entire county budget online. Plus, he says the Democratic nominee for Lieutenant Governor, Linda Coleman, was ousted from the Wake board by him and his fellow Republicans in the 2002 election.
I've done it before. I'd love to have the opportunity to do it again.
One-stop voting runs through July 14th. Isaac Davey Aronson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.